Welcome to episode 217 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Tolkien Week by taking a look at Gollum. The tale of the publishing of The Hobbit, one of Tolkien's masterpieces, followed by the three Lord of the Rings books, is a whole story of its own. But within that story is an interesting little tale about Gollum, a character who had a major facelift between the stories. The version of The Hobbit that you go out and buy today at Barnes & Noble has actually been edited substantially since its first release. When he published The Hobbit, Tolkien had no idea of the story of Lord of the Rings. At that point, he just had The Hobbit, which was a kid's tale based on the world of Middle-earth, which he had kind of written some short stories and journals about earlier, but nothing, you know, major at that point. So the ring and The Hobbit, and Gollum, the cave-dwelling creature who kept the ring for hundreds of years, were quite a bit different, quite a bit calmer. In the original version, Gollum actually offers the ring up as a prize to Bilbo for winning a riddle game, and when Bilbo wins, Gollum pretty much lets him just walk right out of the cave. It's very different from the Lord of the Rings version of Gollum, who is frankly killing people in a desperate search to get this ring back, and the ring, which is rather malevolent in itself, trying to corrupt its user. Now, The Hobbit was very popular, so the publishers wanted a sequel. Tolkien eventually had the idea that the ring was to be the center of the action in his new trilogy, and that Gollum would be a side character in the stories scheming to get the ring back. The devious, even dangerous side of Gollum, and the almost addict-like attraction people have to the ring in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, just wasn't in The Hobbit. So Tolkien went back and edited The Hobbit when he released his new books to bring Gollum and the ring in line with the rest of the stories. Editing something that's already finished. Maybe that's where George Lucas got his idea. Thanks for tuning in to episode 217 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we continue Tolkien Week. And I gotta say, that's kind of hard to say, continue Tolkien Week, by taking a look at how he was so incredibly influenced by the power of language.